News.
Let's go to our Como Newsline right now. Senator Patty Murray is with us, and I understand, Senator, you are on your way right now to the disaster zone.
That is correct. I think it's really important for us to make sure these communities know they are not forgotten. It's been a bit now since the slide happened. Everybody was paying attention, but there's still a lot of work left to do up there.
What are you and your people in your office hearing from the slide zone area? Are there still needs that have to be met?
Absolutely. First of all, keeping the economy going in Darrington, which has been, as you know, cut off from I-5 corridor. The mill there is a critical part that we're coming up on the summer season with the recreation, which is a very important part of their summer economic efforts. It has to continue. We need to remind people that that's a great place to hike and get people up there. But we're also hearing a lot about some of the social services that are needed, some of the rebuilding, obviously the highway being one of them. But a lot of people are still working their way through a very traumatic event, and we all want them to know we're there for them still and will continue to be.
I have to want to ask you about one other thing. You have been one of the leading voices for the last several years on the treatment of U.S. veterans coming home from the war. The issue is finally on the front burner nationally. I'm just wondering why it's taken so long for this finally to get the attention it deserves.
You know, it's so frustrating. This is not a new problem. This is something that I have been talking about for a very long time. I've been told consistently we've taken care of. I know it hasn't been taken care of. Good intentions are no longer enough. We have to be holding people accountable. We need to make sure that the investigation doesn't just happen, but that if we know that there is not enough resources on the ground to meet the needs of the veterans, not enough physicians or frontline workers to get people in, then tell us what you need so that we can provide the resources. This country is ready and willing to stand up and be there and give our veterans what they need. But if we're not being told that their needs aren't being met, then we're not providing the resources we need. So this is, to me, just an absolute priority.